entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
How are you doing today, Bobby? Fabulous. We have a full house again, right? We do.
And yes,
we're getting our guest all situated. We have April here, and she is our new reporter and beauty queen reporter that's going to be interviewing producers and major stars today. And Yvonne, how are you today?
I'm doing wonderful today.
I know. You're going to be getting your new sash today, Miss Florida Diva.
I'm excited.
I know. And we're going to have one of our national queens from National American Miss. They're in the house. And you know, I never interviewed a National American Miss queen before.
Oh.
So I am super excited. And also, too, is April. How are you doing? You're doing good?
Yeah, I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
I'm fabulous. I love your voice on the red carpet.
Thank you.
You know, she went to Sunscreen Film Festival, and who did you get to interview?
I actually got to meet the little boy that actually did the new movie, Armorella, right?
That's what
he was Armorella.
On, yeah, Armorella. Yeah. It was actually nice meeting him, and also, because he is very, like, very energetic. So
How old is he?
I want to say he was 11, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
But he was just, like, so energized. He was, like, the best person I ever met in my life. Like, he was beautiful. And I'm very glad that he actually got to have that opportunity to be, like, an actor.
I know. And I saw him on Bay 9 News, which was really cool. And so we have some really exciting guests. I know King James is in the house. Lana is here. She's going to announce her new pageant show and what she's going to be doing shortly.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Peter is getting everything ready now. We have a documentary coming in at 6:30 called Bethlehem, the documentary.
Which is fantastic.
I know. So it's amazing. And we're going to go live on Facebook in a minute. And we have our, oh my God, we have so many singers in the house.
Oh, our they Johnny follow Mathis. You all around.
Well, we're excited. And so anyways, Bobby, we have any calls? How are we doing? Oh, sure. No problem. Okay. And so in the meantime, so as being a reporter, you auditioned for us, April, and then we put you in the fashion show down in Clearwater.
Oh, yeah.
You were gorgeous.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
So was Yvonne.
Thank
you. Yeah, she was
beautiful.
I know. You guys were out there. And what did you think of that fashion show King James put together?
I think it was very, like, nice. And I also like that it was all white because I love, like, white. And so I think that since it was on a beach, it had, like, a pretty, like, theme to it, so I actually enjoyed it.
Nice. Well, we have some more exciting things. You know, the 21st is coming up. I'm going to tell you about what's happening with Austin St. John in Orlando over next weekend. They're doing A Gift from the Heart, and I'm going to get information here to tell you about what they're doing for their movie, and they were in the house with us about production. And in the meantime, Bobby, can we find some, like, aromatherapy, wave, seagulls, because my backdrop today is how I'm feeling.
Oh, yes.
You know, thank you. And then also, too, is our Johnny Mathis is in the house, and we're going to get him on to sing in just a minute and get him over here. And so, Yvonne, do you know what I'm doing now?
No.
I'm getting up and taking the new, we have a new puppy.
I heard about that.
Yes.
I saw him. He sent me the picture.
You know, if anybody wants a cute Jack Russell, I found a breeder in Fort Myers.
Mm.
And we call her Sandy Beach.
Oh, I know. I like that.
So, and the reason for it, because she rolls around in the sand, and it's a perfect name for her.
I want to say something.
Yes.
About the fashion show that King James did. I thought it was very unique because the type of models that he had were not the models that you see all the time, you know, in the A1 walkway.
Right.
But he had a combination, even me, an 80-year-old lady like myself. People were calling me because they saw me on Facebook and they wanted to say that I look beautiful. And yeah. I think that the type of models that he had was very unique and very different. So I've been talking to him about that and seeing if he can come up with some type of name for us.
Yes, I agree. And especially we're going to do more. We've been in meetings all week, so we're looking forward to having two at least a month.
Oh, wonderful.
So we're really excited about that, too. In the meantime, before we kick off the show, Bobby, let's get our singer from Johnny Mathis ready to kick off with a great song. Awesome. Okay, sounds good. And then let's get that wave music for a second. You want some aromatherapy? Here we go.
Okay.
Let's hear it. It'll calm me down.
That's what we need to do, calm down.
Is that ocean waves? There we go. A little tropical beach. And if you go to 1340, you know, actually tantalk1340.com, you can actually see us live in the studio and see why we're playing this music because of my backdrop. Okay, I'm calm now.
Okay.
So we're about to go live on Facebook. And before we start, Yvonne,
yes,
I want to tell everybody that I'd like to do something special. You've been my Miss Florida Diva for a super long time.
Yes, since 2012.
And we are about to, actually, we have our National American Miss Queens, and she's going to bring her sash over, and we're going to have you stand up, and we're going to give you your new sash.
Oh.
Because this is live on the radio, and you are now our Miss Florida Diva Showbiz for Life.
Okay.
And your crown is coming. So we're just going to step away from the mic, and she's going to get sashed here. And if you're all wondering what's going on, if you'd like to be a reporter, a beauty queen reporter, go to check out HollywoodConnections.biz and see what we're doing. It's really exciting. I have the youth on red carpets like April, and we have other exciting events and more film festivals, and Yvonne's been in parades. And so let's get that sash on you.
Okay.
Yes, and also we're going to get her judging a lot of pageants.
Ooh,
so let's get that sash. Do we have an applause, Bobby, we can play?
Awesome. You know what? I think I was the oldest person when Beyonce came into town.
Oh, that's right.
At the whole stadium, Raymond James Stadium. I think I was the oldest one in the whole stadium, and I think I'm the oldest of your reporters.
Yes, you are. And I do have a Miss Senior, actually, Hollywood. Down there, but you are with me co-hosting. Let's give her that sash and make her the diva that she is.
Yes.
Here we go. We're live here at the studio. Live on Facebook. Our Miss Florida Diva. Woohoo! And thank you for taking pictures.
Thank you so much.
So, anyways, Peter. I'm saying, where's Peter? Peter is not here. We wish Peter well. I heard he's not feeling well, and we wish him to get better quickly. And we'd like him back at the station. And we have Bobby. He's an amazing talent here, and he's producing our show. So, thank you, Bobby. Okay. So let's go to that commercial also with the jewelry, Dawn Hughes. Do we have that one? Yep, and so if you want jewelry, now we bought this tropical jewelry from Dawn Hughes, and remember the jewelry that we had?
Yes.
And it's she's on Facebook, and it's amazing.
So yes, it is.
Bought the ankle bracelets. I have another one coming, so really excited. So
yes.
Let's play her commercial. We'll be right back. You there? I know, he's getting there. I know. Thank you. Okay,
Hello, my name is Dawn, and I would personally like to thank you for your interest in my one-of-a-kind jewelry creations. I've been blessed to have traveled to many beautiful places in the world, and am sometimes lucky enough to find a little piece of nature's art along the way. Just as the sun, sand, and sea have shaped the treasures I find, they have shaped and inspired me to create jewelry as unique as the places where I've found them. Born and raised in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, I moved to Florida's Gulf Coast in the summer of 2002. I've found Florida to be an amazing place with wildlife and beauty that inspire me every day to create new and different things. My art artwork has emerged from the beaches of Treasure Island, but exhibit influences from far and beyond. I've woven coral and shell with natural elements of clay and glass, stone and metal, and wood and bone to create my visions of what jewelry can be. Each piece has been handcrafted and is the only one that exists. I hope those who find my creations will treasure them, and those who wear them find they radiate their own unique and distinctive personality. So please like me on Facebook at DawnHughesDesigns.com, and Dawn Reese of Hollywood Connections loves my jewelry line, and I hope that you will too.
We're back. And so that's why I wanted to thank Dawn Hughes, because I just love her jewelry and she's amazing. She'll be back with us. Now, in the meantime, thank you for joining us, as well as we have King James, our new partner that is going to do for some amazing fashion shows on the beach. How are you, King James?
Hi, Dawn. How are you? Hi, how are you, Yvonne?
I'm doing good.
And our beautiful young model here, sitting here with us, was in the show too also.
That's right. April is one of our new Beauty Queen reporters, and she's going to be crowned and sashed here very soon.
Oh, wow.
But she's out there reporting now.
Oh, Dawn got you going. Right?
You know, when I first met King James, we went to the Sunscreen Film Festival, and we met all the news people, and we got everybody interviewed.
Yeah, yeah. That was quite an experience. I mean, it's almost like Hollywood, and she's doing...
It is Hollywood.
It is Hollywood.
Hollywood Connections.
Connections. Yeah. What am I saying? I mean, but Dawn has the connections, and I think we got a real good team here. You know, I'm doing a lot of things here on the beach. I know my department. Everybody knows their department. We got makeup artists. We got everybody. Mm-hmm. The models are here in the studio right now.
And we have two new ones.
Oh, two new ones from the Philippines?
Yeah.
Oh, I got it.
That's right. That's right.
Look, even he wants a picture in the engineer. Great. But we're lining up, as we speak, other venues for our next fashion. And all of them aren't going to be the same.
Right.
Yvonne and I were talking out there earlier about we're going to make it interesting. It's almost going to like you're going to be seeing a play.
Right, some of these.
So we're going to have...
Little skits.
Yes, little skits, because that's your department in
drama.
Yes,
and poetry.
Yeah, you can
bring on the models.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
And some talent shows we're talking about. I have a meeting this week with somebody we're talking about down in Clearwater Beach, if you sing as well.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, we need to shake this whole county up. And maybe this whole state of Florida up. There's still a lot of talent here.
Yep.
Yes,
and they don't know where to go.
And you found me talent the other day sitting over at a restaurant. We were going to go do a fashion show, and you brought somebody over to me, and she's a singer.
Yes.
And she goes, oh, my God, where have you been my whole life? Because I don't know where to go from here.
That's mm-hmm. right. You That's know. Right. And it's a lot of people out there. But now they do have a place to go. All they got to do is call in.
That right.
Hollywood Connections. Yeah. Brooklyn Connections. Chicago. California.
Yes.
I'm going to Hawaii. To set up some things over there.
Good.
So, okay. Yeah. Oh, aloha. I want to go.
Aloha. Yes, that'll be the name of it.
We haven't had our honeymoon yet. We went to Vegas and got married, but we haven't had the honeymoon.
I'll set it up.
And so, King James, I want to thank you for the fashion show that you did do. I thought it was very interesting and very nice.
Well, I thought so, too, and I couldn't have done it without all you beautiful ladies sitting right here. And I think this is just an example of what's to come.
I agree. Good. I agree. Yes. And we're going to powerhouse it this week. So
yes.
I know Peter said there's somebody on the line. Peter, I'm trying to communicate with you. Can you text me? Usually I send messages to Peter on my Facebook. And I'm like, then I can see, I'm like, who's on next? So that would be cool. Who do we have on the line?
Jenna, are you there? Yes, I am here.
Hi, who is this?
This is Jenna Reindel with National American Myth.
Oh, hi there. We're going to move you to King James for a minute, and we're going to bring our beauty queens back, and King James will come back with us in a few minutes. And I want to thank you so much, girls. We actually have never had, at the station, National American Miss in the house, and I have judged your system over the years with Lauren Chapin from Father Knows Best, and you guys have been so gracious, and you actually have flown me around and to city, and I have had so much fun. And we have your queens here, and say hi.
Hi, everybody. This is Michaela Valgas. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much, Dawn Reese.
Thank you. Oops. That's my sugar. Here we go. And that's for you, I guess, they're calling. Here we go. All right. And you are?
Hi, I'm Keisha Valgas. I'm the Miss Florida team for National American Miss, and I'm really excited to be here.
And you're sisters.
Yes, we are.
Wow. And may I say beautiful sisters.
Oh, thank you so much.
And we have one of the marketing directors on the phone. And tell us about National American Miss for teenagers, namiss.com, which is amazing. And tell us why they should enter your pageant system.
So National American Miss, I started competing when I was 9 years old, so I was a former contestant and seen myself. And so growing up with the system and now being one of the staff members as a regional coordinator, I see firsthand how girls' lives change through National American Miss. We learn how to be effective communicators, both through public speaking, interview skills, and it's really all about celebrating today's girl and, most importantly, the natural beauty that's within each one of them. We are a natural youth pageant system, so we're very unique in that and really focusing on enhancing the communication skills and teaching these girls valuable lifelong skills that they can use both in this competition but also throughout life in general as well.
Oh, I agree. And, you know, you have some national pageants around the corner. I know you're going to be in Orlando pretty soon.
We are, yes. We're getting ready to start gearing up for our state pageants. Our first one under the Mays direction is in Houston, Texas here in a couple months. And then we're also getting ready to go to Florida. We have Dallas, Ohio, and then there's a lot of other state pageants going on during this time as well. So it's a very, very busy season for us. So we're so excited to get to know all of our new state finalists.
That's right. Now, how did you get to be with National American Miss? Tell Steve and his beautiful wife hello. They know me for many years. I tried to send Steve an email today. How did you get to be so lucky to be with this amazing couple?
Well, I actually started as a state finalist when I was 9 years old. I competed with National American Miss for 11 years. And my 11th year of competing, I was crowned the National American Miss Teen. So it was a couple of years ago, but I have been involved with the organization for a little over 16 years now. So I also got a letter in the mail, just like a lot of our girls, inviting us to attend a session and learn more about NAM. And my entire family has just completely fallen in love with it. We are a very family-oriented organization. As you can see, we have two sisters with you today. My sister and I also competed as well. So, again, just really kind of making it a family-oriented, well-rounded experience is really what has kept us going for so long. And working under the direction of Steve and Kathleen is just absolutely incredible. They really are two of the most kind-hearted and genuine individuals that I've ever met. So it's a true honor to work for them.
Oh, I know. You know, and tell somebody about what the prizes are all about. That's what's fabulous. I'm going to ask you girls what you got, but what is the benefit? You know, people say, you know, and I tell people, and National American Miss does a lot with your titles. You know, I have beauty queen reporters that are out there, and I motivate them. It's totally different. You know, it's an audition, and what I'd like to, you know, find out what advice can you tell people with titles, what to do with them? Beauty queen titles. Like, you do things with your beauty queens.
What would you like, Michaela or Lakeisha, or would you like me to explain of our prize package?
First you. Yeah, that would be great.
Okay, wonderful, yeah. So we have the largest prize package system in the country for all youth pageants. So every single year, we award over $1.5 million back to our girls. And at pageant alone, we are awarding over $25,000. So our state queens get to go to Hollywood. They get to go to Disneyland.
Beautiful.
Tour the streets of Hollywood. A lot of traveling opportunities. A lot of our girls meet elected government officials, ride in parades. And I know the two sisters you have with you can really kind of explain that further, some of the things that they've gotten to do with their titles. But it's definitely a year-round event where you're really promoting National American Miss, getting to go to some open calls, which I'm actually about ready to start here in about 2 minutes.
Oh.
So I get to go talk to some potential state finalists here in Ohio, which is where I'm at right now.
Wow.
So a lot of just really great opportunities for the girls, both as state and national queens.
You know what? I have to tell you, because I know, was it Lakeisha?
Lakeisha, yes.
Is she still there? Yes. She remembers me. And uh-huh. I have my Miss co-host here, Miss Florida Diva.
Hi.
And I need to get her on board to start judging for you guys as well.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
That would be wonderful.
Thank
love that.
You.
I know. And also, too, you know, with what I have done in the modeling world, and I've worked in every single modeling agency out there, I need to reconnect with Steve Mays, because you guys are amazing, mm-hmm. and I want to be a part
you
of
so
your
much.
Team, and I'm going to send this to Steve and say, Steve, you need to call me. Seriously, because you have just a fascinating thing what you do, and you have a training for them, and super excited that you called in. And give everybody the website again.
Yes, our website to visit is www.namiss.com.
Perfect. Yvonne, do you have any questions for this national pageant that's out there? The ages.
Oh, yes. What are the ages to be able to be in this pageant?
So we have, at the state level, ages 4 to 18, and at the national level, that extends all the way up to age 21.
Okay.
And tell us
and how often.
Go ahead. We're excited.
How often do you have the contests?
So every state pageant is once a year. They typically happen in between the months of May and the end of August, and then our national pageant takes place every November over Thanksgiving week in Hollywood, California.
Oh, wonderful.
And also, too, is tell us some of the success stories. You have a lot of success stories with National American Miss over the years. Can you have something that comes to mind of somebody that was in your pageant system and where they are now?
Absolutely. Actually, one of the dearest friends that I met through National American Miss was actually crowned Miss America 2015.
Wow.
Here in
Atlanta. Oh, wonderful.
She was in our system for many, many years. She was a Miss California preteen in 2004 and then a Miss New York in 2012. And then when she aged out of our system, she immediately went on to compete for her local title of Miss America. And then she went on to complete New York's three-peat in 2015 when she was crowned Miss America. So that's the most recent one that's coming to my mind.
How about TV and film? Because I've been in this business judging pageants my whole life. And I got to talk to Steve about bringing some reporters to do some positive pageantry over there for the Nationals in Orlando. It would be awesome. And, have you seen anybody go to movies or TV with your national system?
Yes, absolutely. So we have Emerald Angel Young, if anyone has seen Law Abiding Citizen with Gerard Butler. She plays the daughter of Jamie Foxx. She was our national princess at one point in time. She was also our Miss New York princess that year as well. So she definitely has gone on to do some really great things. We also have people who go on to live TVs, like Olivia Henkin is a two-time national queen for us. She was on season 5 of The Voice and made it into the top 20.
Wow,
so we have
beautiful.
A lot of pretty big ranges of girls that have went on to do some really great things. So that's just a couple, just to name a few for you.
And you have talent in sportswear and commercials, so this gets them ready as well.
Yes. Okay.
Yes, absolutely. Those are some of our optional contests that really get them geared up and ready to go out to auditions.
Well, we are so excited. We're going to go back to interview the girls and tell about their exciting year, what they're going to do. And we'll send you the video and podcast afterwards. We'll make sure you get it. And I hope you're tuning
wonderful.
In. You can watch us live at www.tantalk1340.com and see the girls live in the station here. And we're on 3 stations. We have more exciting news coming soon. So we're here just talking about what we're doing and helping people get connected in show business with film directors.
And thank you so much for calling in today.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll see you soon. I'm going to talk to Steve.
All right. You and Steve.
I can't wait. So anyway, so April, we're going to swing the phone over. And April, what questions would you like to ask these two beautiful girls?
I want to know, what's your favorite part about actually being a pageant?
Well, to me, besides the pageant weekend, which is so exciting for me, being able to just go on stage and really just show people all the hard work and the preparation that you've been doing for months now, I think the best thing about being a beauty queen is really that positive influence that you have on not only the lives of others, but really your community as a whole, because I believe that with a crown and banner, it basically puts you into a spotlight, into a platform. A lot of people have their eyes on you. You're their role model, you know, not only when you do your appearances, but really in social media even. So really just making sure that you're on top of your game, that you are making sure that you are a good role model to other people. I think that's the most amazing part, being someone, a normal teenager like me, having that power to touch the lives and inspire other people. I think personally that's the best thing about being a beauty queen.
Beautiful.
What about talent? What did you girls do for talent? Do you have a special talent?
Oh, okay. I'm actually the one that does the talent in our family.
Okay.
I do a lot of theater productions, so I sing. I can also dance.
You
and
sing?
Yes, I can actually
sing. Did you
sing.
Give Bobby yours? Do you have a song that you can do for us?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
We're live on the air.
Maybe later.
Okay, well, let's talk to Bobby if you have an MP3, and then you'll come back and we'll play something. What kind of music do you sing?
Theater. I could actually do a lot of different songs.
Okay.
My voice can range from either I can belt or I could do a lot of the really soft type music. So I'm very flexible with the type of talent that I do. In fact, when I competed with National American Miss, I actually won the talent competition for the whole entire state of Florida.
Wonderful.
And I actually sang and danced to a Hairspray song, Good Morning Baltimore. And recently I just did a theater play. We did the Broadway version of The Little Mermaid at River Ridge. And we had such good sales. And actually I got a lot of messages from all the people that came in, and they told me to go out to auditions for Broadway because my performance was really well, and that's such a good moment for me because knowing that I get that recognition from other people to go out and really share the talent that God has given me, so it's really exciting.
That is, I had some people here, there were like 6 of them, we had America's Got Talent call me personally at the station, so we VIP'd them to the front of the line.
Yes.
So they said, I heard Dawn's got the pulse on the entertainment industry. And you know what, that's what this show is about. about. People are driving down the road and they're like, you know, I have a daughter that could be in acting or modeling or commercials. Bring them to the station.
We have always auditioned. My sister literally, she auditioned for a High School Musical, I think, what, like 2 weeks ago for their new movie. Like, I think we are at the right place.
Wow. Well, I'm going to try to see if you would like to be one of our reporters and think of some questions for me and Yvonne and April. Mm-hmm. And we're going to audition you live on the air.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. So, and then you never know. I mean, we have Alexia. Now, Alexia, I don't know if she's coming to the station. I'm waiting to hear back. And she's in Orlando. And she was actually just invited to a special Disney event.
Oh.
And she has so many stars to bring to the show. We're super excited. And Nicholas Wolf, we're going to go play his interview in just a few minutes. So a lot of things are happening and we're super flying fast. And so right now, Yvonne, I think we're going to have Bobby get ready for Quincy. Quincy, I'm going to take a break here and you're going to come over with my mic and I'm going to run back by Bobby. Are you ready for your song?
Yeah.
And what are you going to sing today for us?
Again, we'll do an old one, Sam Cooke.
Oh,
yes.
Are you ready for a treat? All right, come on over. Take my spot for a minute.
You know what I like about Quincy? Even though he sings Sam Cooke or Johnny Mathis or whatever he does, he's himself. That's what I like about it.
Well, I talked to Carrie, and that was Sherry Gordy from Barry Gordy's daughter, the assistant. So we've been communicating in Las Vegas. So she's calling me back again, but she's aware of you. And so I'm going to give you this. If you can do me a favor, do you need to get water? You're good?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you hold this real quick? And we're going to put him on. Let's get it back. We'll be right back. All right. Can you take him on my live Facebook?
Oh, yeah. Is this live right now?
Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow flow straight to my lover's heart for me. Cupid, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart for me. Now, I don't mean to bother you, but I'm in distress. This danger of me losing all of my happiness. For I love the girl who doesn't know I exist. I'm this you can fix. So, Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow flow, straight to my lover's heart for me. Cupid, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart for me. Now, Cupid, don't you hear me calling you? Meet you now, Cupid. Don't you hear me calling you? Yeah. Well, Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow flow now straight to my lover's heart for me. Nobody but me. Cupid, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart for me. Now, Cupid, don't you hear me? I'm calling you. I need you. Cupid, help me now. I need you, Cupid, help me.
Wow. That was amazing.
Amazing. We're going to talk to you in a second. Yvonne, we're going to have you move over again over there. And
okay.
I've got Michael. I had to do a switcheroo here. And thank you for doing the Facebook Live. If you could hold that for 1 second. We have switcheroo here. Head says we have Michael. As I put my headsets on, Michael is calling from Chicago, Illinois. Michael, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you. Now, I have my co-host here, Yvonne Madison, that also watched Bethlehem, the documentary. We met at the International Christian Film Festival, and I want to thank, our producer out there that put that together. And, he led us on the red carpet, and I met you. You were my first interview. And we're going to go to that trailer right now. We're going to come back and just talk about it. We're going to play a few minutes of that, and then Oscar is going to be next. Thank you, Oscar, for holding. But are we ready for his documentary?
Yes.
Okay, Michael, hold on. We're going to play this real quick, and we'll be right back. This is amazing.
2500 okay. West Lake Street. And she said, yes, I will. So we got ready, came that Sunday. And the minute I hit that door and put my foot inside a Bethlehem Healing Temple, the power of God was so great, so great. It was just like electricity that ran through my body. I never felt like that in all my life. And so they were the Holy Ghost power through Bishop and Sister Poole. It just drew me, just looked like it took control of my mind, and it just drew me up to them. And they asked me, did I want to be baptized in Jesus' name? I didn't harden my heart. The minute they asked me that, they taken me on back in the back, got me dressed, and I dressed in my clothes to go down in Jesus' name. And after I went down in Jesus' name, I could feel the change, a new change in my life.
I saw this lady coming down the streets. Somebody, one of the neighbors say, you have to watch that lady because I don't think she's got all the marbles together. So I saw her, but I didn't know anything about her. So, you know, she was just a woman coming down the streets. And by the time she got to my house, then she came out with this pistol. I was inside of the gate. When she came out with this pistol, it seemed that the Lord spoke to me and said, she can't hurt you. And when that voice said that, I stepped back from the fence. And when I stepped back from the fence, she shot shooting 5 times. The first time, it appeared to me that it was in my side. Well, I didn't have time to look and see if it was there. I just felt there was nothing there. Oh, Jesus. And I felt in my arm, felt like there was another shot. And I felt that there was nothing there. And by that time, everybody, it was in the summertime, and everybody was on their porches and everything. Then they started running to me. I said, I'm not hit. Lady said, I can't believe you're not hit, because I saw the fire coming from the gun. I said, I'm not hit. I said, I'm not hit anywhere. And the lady, when she shot, she didn't hit me. Then she started running.
It was all night, Friday night prayer, which we did.
Okay, and, that's just a sample of this, and you can, Michael, they can go online and see this this full documentary, right?
Sure. You can Google Bethlehem, the documentary, YouTube, and you can view it, or you can go to our website, www.mgstudioinc.com, that's mgstudioinc.com. And you can see that trailer, and also you can see the interview that you conducted with me.
Michael, I would like to know, do they still have a Bethlehem Healing Church in Chicago?
In fact, I'm on my way there right now.
Wednesday night
is prayer service night, and yes, I'm on my way to the temple right now. You know that church. So many things happened at that church. And by the way, there's much on the internet about the founders. That's where much of the miracles and the healings took place. Not all of them, but much of them.
Yes, with the Reverend Poole and Sister Maddie Poole.
Yes, ma'am. Bishop Charles Poole and Sister Maddie B. Poole.
Yes.
She was well known. People came from all over the country, literally, to come to that church just to get healing.
Watching your information, and I just felt so wonderful. I mean, She touched me, and that's the truth. Just what I heard from the listening to the CD, it was so fabulous. But the people there had to really, truly believe in the miracle. To me,
what it was, it would happen so frequently you couldn't help but believe.
Right,
miracles and healings took place so frequently. They told me, obviously, I was that was way beyond my time. I didn't even hear the truth. I was just a baby at the time.
Mm.
But there are stories many people witness and testify on a regular basis. Ambulance would drop people off at the church. Imagine that. People
right.
on their way to the hospital, and they're requesting, no, don't take me to the hospital. Take me over to Bethlehem Healing Temple. I want to get prayer. The ambulance would drop people off. That was a common occurrence, not just one or two or three times. It would happen frequently. I tell you what I witnessed with my own eyes. I don't know how much more time we have, but I can remember when I first went to that church back in the late 80s, early 90s. I can remember there was a segment in the documentary how they would talk about how the glory of God would come in the church. Listen to me. It would be a physical manifestation when it would happen. You could physically see it, that mist. Sometimes it would happen. Listen, it would be so powerful. The lights in the church would actually dim. It was just so awesome. I'll never forget it.
It was like magic. It was like a magic power, but it was God.
It was God. It was the power of God was so strong. It would manifest physically. I'm not talking about one or two occasions. This would happen often. I witnessed it with my own eyes. When it would happen, it would be so overwhelming. Nobody would be saying, everybody would be just worshiping and praising God. And if something, you would get your deliverance and healing right on the spot. Nobody had to lay hands on you. Nobody had to pray for you. It was awesome. I witnessed it with my own eyes.
Michael, I have a question, and the people are listening, and maybe they're going through something here, and they can't get to Chicago.
Right.
Or, you know, is there something that you can have them call in, or, you know, what's going on with people that need healing from other areas if they can't get to Chicago to this church?
Right.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
you know what? It's not in the church. The gift was placed in that church, but if people can just really believe what the Word of God says.
Right.
God says in His Word. He said, "By His stripes we're healed."
Yes.
What made it easy for the people there, because they witnessed it so often, so it was easy to believe. It was just the faith was just tangible.
It seemed like the Reverend was a pioneer. Reverend Poole and his wife Maddie Poole, they were pioneers to get this message out. Get this message out.
Exactly.
You don't have to be there. But I did like the part about the cloth and the oil, the anointment oil. I like that.
There's another testimony in there if we have a time for it. There was a lady. She it was in a documentary. The doctors had given her up. They turned over to the undertaker. They said she was going to die. She called the church. Listen, they didn't even come out to pray for her. They sent a prayer cloth to her. She laid the prayer cloth on her 3 days and three nights. She got her healing just like that. She just laid the prayer. These are many, many, many testimonies. These are just a few. We're even thinking about doing the sequel.
Well, yes, and I like the one about the lady with the the eyes, she had the cataracts.
She had the cataracts in Kansas City, Missouri.
Yes, and the next morning she wiped them away and could see perfectly.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. April, Michael, I have some new reporters here in the house as well, and I know we have about a minute and a half, but I do have April that does have a question for you.
Sure. Hello, Michael.
Hi.
Hi, so I wanted to know, do you have any advices for anybody that needs, like, attention for, like, healing or anything?
My advice would be, you know what, somebody was just pointing out, Bishop and Sister Poole being pioneers. You know what it was, in my opinion, doing all the interviews, doing my 2 years of research for this project, the people were so, Sister Poole and Bishop Poole were totally dedicated to the ministry. Totally dedicated in their personal life to God.
Yes.
And that spread. They taught that and they exemplified it to the audience and to the members. So it was contagious. People they had Friday night all night prayer every Friday night.
Well, they said they had something going on in that church every single day. Remember that?
They had a service. They had service
something every day. Yes.
It was hard for me to believe, but they told me they had service every day.
I would like to welcome you, if it's okay, to come back maybe next week and talk about, you know, some of the miracles. Like, you know, there's so many miracles. Is that going to be good?
I love it because we do have miracle stories on our show as well.
Yes, because I had a miracle.
Oh, wow.
There's a few that I didn't have. You know what? We had, quickly, I know our time is running out. We had a total of 18 hours of footage. We had to condense it only to a two-hour documentary. But I would love to come back and tell some of the stories that happened that were not documented and that were not told in the documentary.
Yes. Yeah,
whenever you all would like to have me back
next week.
Next week. And what about the little book, the little yellow or orange book? I would like to have one of those.
I have it in my office right now.
Oh, you have copies of it? Is copies of it?
You can contact the church, Bethlehem Hillel Temple, Chicago. That, you know what? Last I heard that they've run out of copies, but they may have some more.
Mm.
But I can run a copy of some of the testimony.
Okay,
because
I
that's
would
what
love
would happen
it.
When, when they would get their healing, their deliverance, their miracle. They would document it. They would write everything down, and they kept everything in this book. And obviously, over the years, it expanded. But I have those original documents in a book, and I would love to run off copies for you guys.
Oh, thank you. And okay. We're expecting you back next week. We are looking forward to it.
I know.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Oh, thank you, Michael, so much for calling in. This is I'd like to thank Marty Jean. He was the producer of the Christian Film Festival in Orlando, inviting me out there. And thank you for calling in. We're going to go to Oscar. We'll have you call in next week, and I'll get you a call time. All righty.
Okay.
Thank you, Michael.
God bless you.
Thank you,
too.
So if you have a miracle story, we're going to add that to the show as well. Mm-hmm. Now, also, too, is I just want to announce coming up, Yvonne, Gift of the Heart. It's a movie, and you can see my information is on there.
Okay.
And Austin St. John, he was one of the live Power Rangers, and it's going to be Saturday, May 21st, 1 to 7 p.m., and I've got to put my glasses on. Andrew, you're probably laughing at me. At the Road, ROGUE Pub. This is on 3076 Curry Ford Road, Orlando, 32806. Mm-hmm. Now, this is from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., and Austin will be signing autographs. You'll get to meet everybody in the crew. So if anybody would like to go as a reporter, I know we have some of our gals going to do some behind the scenes.
Okay.
So thank you, Andrew. I see that you're listening on live on Facebook. We love you. And so back to you, girls. Actually, now we have a film director on the line. We have Oscar. He has been so patient, and he was going to come to the studio with us. And Oscar, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Thank you, and thank you for being patient. As you see, we have a full house today. And Oscar, tell us what you do with your film company.
Well,
Diversity Films?
Yes. We started off as actually Positive Vibe Productions. I amended the name last year to Diversity Films. We started off just shooting faith-based films, and now we've expanded to doing faith-based as well as shooting films of other genres.
You know, you know what impresses me, Oscar? You have a small disability that you have overcome, but you have really shown the world what you're doing, and we're super proud of you because you went to, was it Full Sail?
No, it was Everest University, actually.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay, cool. Well, you know, the main thing is that you're helping people, and I see you're shooting a lot of things out there. Give everybody your website.
Sure, no problem. My website, or the company's website, it's not mine. The company's website is www.diversityfilms.net.
Okay, and so what are you working on now?
I am actually writing a couple of screenplays I've already registered some.
Okay.
And I'm also doing post-production on two films, actually.
And I,
yeah.
I don't only do films, I also work on videography.
That's right. And you know what? I would like to invite you with us. Do you think you're available next Saturday?
Next Saturday.
Well, are you available May 21st at all in the afternoon?
I will have to check.
This is in Orlando. This will be in Orlando. This is the Austin St. John event. I'll send you that information, and let's see if we can get you over there, and we can meet in person and do a really good in-depth interview. How's that?
That will be, that will be great.
Okay, and I'm so proud of you because I see your film work, and I'll put your information and your work on my website later tonight. And
thank you very much.
Oscar, thank you so much for calling in, and we're going to go do more in-depth interview with Alexia because you know one of my reporters up there. And we'll be right back. Let's go to quickly Nicholas's interview. And I have reporters on the red carpet. Thank you, Oscar, for calling in.
You're welcome.
Our reporters are out there, and Nicholas just interviewed a film director, so we're going to just play part of that. And then we have Alexia just about a minute here. And are you ready? Now, while you're doing that, June 11th, I'm super excited because the Star Movement is with Holly. And if you can find her commercial also.
I do have her commercial.
Let's go to that commercial. And we're having live auditions here in Tampa over at, I'm super excited because this is going to be over at Creed Studios.
Oh, Creed.
So we're going to give you that information.
That's the religious studio, right?
Yeah. Listen to this commercial with Holly. We'll be right back with our girls and find out what they want. And I know this goes so fast, doesn't it?
No, it's so fun. Honestly, like this whole process is a dream.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. You got Holly's. And we'll be right back. Listen to Holly. And this is what Holly is all about. We'll be there June 11th.
I used to be a performer, and then I was an agent. I was an agent to some amazing actors and models. I was even on a TV show. But now, I'm going back to my roots. I'm looking to find the best undiscovered actors, singers, dancers, and the most amazing undiscovered models. I'm going to develop them, train them, and I'm going to make them stars.
This is the Star Movement. Are you between the ages of 6 to 22? Are you the best actor, singer, dancer, or model? And do you have the potential to be a star? Then come out and audition for us.
Actors, we want to see two contrasting monologues. Singers, 32 bars of your two favorite songs. Dancers, come prepared with a 45-second choreographed piece. And models, be prepared to walk and take digitals. For more information about the Star Movement or to pre-register for your audition, go to www.thestarmovement.com. Also, check us out on Facebook and Twitter.
Okay, so we have about, it's 6:53 now. April, you're a reporter here. You're going to ask the girls a question from National American Miss. What was your question?
Hi, girls. I wanted to know, so what prizes did you guys actually win?
Well, actually, for the state level, as Jenna said earlier, you receive $1,000, and that also includes your airfare that you are going to the national pageant in Anaheim, California, and you also get 2 tickets to Disneyland, 2 tickets to the Hollywood tour, and just a lot of prizes and sponsorship. And the national level, which I actually captured over in Thanksgiving in November, the prize package there is absolutely incredible. I received $5,000 for winning the national title, and it included travel allowance to the national photo shoot in Texas, and also appearance fees to travel throughout the entire country during the entire summer, and just a lot of goodies such as t-shirts and also just crown pins and all these bags, travel appearance. So it really is a dream come true. You also have sponsorships that you have for the entire year, and that's just one of the main reasons why I love National American Miss, and I think a lot of people should definitely give it a try.
Well, we'd like to make you one of our reporters. Mm-hmm. And what would you like to be maybe involved with what we do on the red carpet events, and we're in all all over the world?
Oh my gosh. I don't even think that's a question at all.
Really? Okay, so I want to have you test something out here. I want to say reporting for Hollywood Connections and your name one by one, and then give us one of the questions around the panel here. Okay. We have about 7 minutes left, right? We're doing good? All right.
Hi, it's Keisha Valgus here.
Reporting for Hollywood Connections?
Reporting for Hollywood Connections. I'm here with Miss Lana.
There you go.
Hello.
And I have a question for you. I know that you recently released a crown box, and being a pageant girl, that's something I'm very interested in. So tell me about how you got into that process and how it's going and when it's going to come out.
Before you start, I just want to introduce everybody because that's a good question. Hi, Lana.
That was a great question. Oh, yeah, the Philippines, man. You know? Yeah. The Philippines.
Now, you're going to start your own show coming up. You just signed a contract with Lola.
Yes, cashed and, you know, shook hand with the eye contact. Yes.
Right. And what is your show going to be called here at Tantalk?
Actually, it's going to name Livable Passion.
Okay.
It's not anything new. You know, it's about literally how you see it, you know. You're supposed to be able to make a living doing what you're passionate about.
Okay, that's good.
Yes, but I mean, there's a lot of excitement things going on. It's going to be Saturday night, live
with Lana.
With Lona Lee. With Lona Lee, Saturday night. Okay. And it's going to be 8 to 9 o'clock. We are launching, I think it's the 28th. The end of May.
Okay.
Open season, guys.
I like that. I like that. Now, you can answer her question. I just wanted to introduce because you have a show coming up.
Actually, the Crown Box, it's actually by my company. Well, at the end, let's be real, it's business. So I have a company that does hair extensions and also product development. And that Crown Box, it's actually not launched yet. But we've been talking about it.
Right.
We've been teasing everyone.
Launching.
Now it's, you know, there'll be a launch. But it'll be heard. It'll be loud.
Well, we only have 3 minutes left,
Lana. And I would like to actually ask Sequoia, I would like to, amazing speech. I cannot talk like that.
Right.
But I would love to have the honor to sponsor you guys.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Of course. It'd be amazing. Yeah.
She said yes.
Wow. She said yes to Lana Lee.
Well, I know 2 minutes left, and I know we have everybody. And Alexia, we want to thank you for tuning in. We're going to get your footage here next week when you're here. And Nicholas, we'll have to play your footage next week as well. Okay. We just went over again. We always do.
As usual.
And April, thank you so much for being here and being one of our reporters. We're super excited. And you girls, also give your Facebook, your website real quick.
Yes, my Facebook page is National American Miss 2015-2016 Michaela Valgus, and my Instagram account is National American Miss 2016.
Okay, and real quick, and give your website. We have 1 minute left here.
Oh, okay. So my Facebook is National American Miss Teen 2015-2016. My Instagram is Keisha_Belgus. That's KEISHA_ABELGAS.
They'll get that on the podcast in the video. And also, just give us not even 30 seconds here. Give us reporting for Hollywood Connections. Give us a question.
Hi, this is Michaela Belgus, your reigning National American Miss, reporting for Hollywood Connections. Now, my question is actually for you, Dawn Reese.
Okay.
So you're so involved in giving all these connections and really just setting up all of these reporters to a great platform and just being able to be a person, a wonderful person in Hollywood and just show business. What actually makes you want to do that?
Because I was taken in show business back in the days, and we're going to talk about that another segment. That's a very good question. And I wanted to help people learn the right ways without being taken and give them the opportunity to wrap the shows like April, the people that you interviewed. We're going to have them come in and you're going to interview them. Again, we're going to play their audio. Nicholas Wolf has been in so many films just because he's out there making things happen. You know, and
I would love to be interviewed by her, please. I'll give you like a gold crown accessories, please.
And I want to thank everybody for tuning in. And go to HollywoodConnections.biz. Support our show. This is what it needs. We pay out of our own pockets. Go to Dawn Reese. REESE show at yahoo.com to PayPal and contribute something from your heart as well, because Yvonne and I have been paying for this over the years. And we're so happy that you tuned in, and we only have 30 seconds in.
And this is how it happened. Like, this made dream come true. And I'm telling you, livable passion was not something new. It's been living, and because of this show, this is happening for real. So thank you so much.
And we're glad, Yvonne, our new Miss Florida Diva.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Forever. That's right.
Forever. For life.
And on thank the air, you. I'd like to make you reporters, and we'll talk about that later. And we'll be back. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Bye.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.